Our markets have been very dependent on cash. I'm Danielle Drotsman with your Farm News Update. We saw a lot of volatility throughout our livestock markets last week, and most of that was due to...
Just didn't have a whole lot of news to trade, and definitely didn't have a whole lot of friendly news to trade.
That's Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing on last Friday's Commodity Wrap. And our livestock markets are always dependent on cash, and they watch that really closely. And as for cattle last week...
230 to 233 in the north is kind of... traded cattle. South was 225 and even as low as 222, so significantly lower than the week before and lower than the weighted averages for sure.
And as for a look at our kill numbers last week,
560,000, maybe on the low end of what we were expecting. I think some people were hoping we were up to 570 this week. 560 is steady with where we were a week ago. Boxes continue to enjoy the light kills, less supply of the product. Seems like demand's staying pretty strong, so packers are able to get a little bit more out of that product, about $6 this week on the choice.
We have been seeing a really strong cash market in our hogs as well. And last Thursday, we had a hogs and pigs report out.
Yeah, cash market down about $5 on the national in the Iowa Southern Minnesota from where we were a week ago, but I think a lot of that has to do with the holiday. I think they'll probably step back in, got to get loads booked and things like that on a holiday shortened week. So cash should be okay, but that hogs and pigs report was kind of the spectacle all week or what everybody was looking to, and didn't see a whole lot of reaction to it. Obviously, we traded lower, but came back and traded higher and finished higher in most months, with the exception of some of the fall and winter months. So a lot of hogs are more than what we were expecting on the pre-report estimate. That all hog inventory at 75 million plus was the highest we've had for a June report since before COVID. So I think that was maybe a little bit of a shock, especially with everybody knowing that we don't have the market ready hogs right now. We've seen that in the cutout and the cash and the index all working higher as packers are maybe competing for hogs a little bit more here. So I think that was maybe a little bit of a surprise, but doesn't change the market ready number. That was definitely lower, and it's not going to create more hogs killed here in the next month or so.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotsman.